The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for the third time.
Fourth time,
yeah, on the Super Mega Cast.
Fourth, really.
Nothing but Jason.
Hey, hi everyone. Good to see you.
What's up, guys? We got Jared here.
You know him. It's Justin.
Yeah.
Editor Justin / nothing but lag / Drake is your other.
Nothing but Drake? Yeah. That's the little mixtape you made me.
Nothing but synonyms. But Drake.
Nothing but swag, more like.
There's a lot of things you could change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some derogatory ones, too.
Yeah. I heard a lot of that when I was younger.
Well, thank you for coming on, Justin. Had a good time, and I guess we'll see you in the next episode, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Justin's been here for about since Sunday night.
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah. So not even a week.
I'm settled in now.
Yeah. You better start making like 2 week trips in the future,
Justin. You better start August. Making. You should come out here for a month. Just live here.
I don't know. You should just live here. Test it out. Why not just live here, Justin?
Maybe I will.
Justin, is your cold little shack in North Dakota really that fun?
It's nice. I have a little fire.
But the bison are dying out. You can't hunt them.
There's big fires out here.
Used to.
Once the last bison is hunted, I'll
like
make
the last leaf falls, like in Bug's Life. Once the last bison dies of starvation, that's when I move to LA.
All right.
Justin blows the last bison's head off with his 12 gauge. Oh man, but yeah, Justin, we would love for you to. It'd be so sick if he lived out here because he can come to the office with us every day and work.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I could edit my little closet.
Yeah, you probably get so much done because like we all come in at noon and then just. You know what I'm saying? It'll be just like what we used to do: go to the Game Grumps office, just sit down and edit. Psych, we didn't do shit.
Then go grab a few brews afterwards.
Hell yeah, some cold ones.
Yeah.
Maybe some Trejo's donuts if we're lucky.
Oh.
I forgot about that shit. Trejo's donuts.
Trejo's tacos is pretty good.
I haven't had Trejo's tacos.
Does he just have a bunch of shit?
Yeah.
Where he just sells food?
He just licensed a bunch of shit.
That's the dream.
Trejo's tacos is really good. I got it on Uber Eats once. It was actually like fantastic.
Is he ever there?
Probably.
Hey. I bet. Did you ever see the picture like this dude in line to get donuts in LA? And it's just like, he just like turns around. And he's like, holy fuck. And it's just Dave Bautista on his phone. Just like looking at memes on his phone.
Dude, Dave Bautista, like, I know he wants, because he's been in the Gears of War game, but if there's anyone to play like Marcus Fenix or just anybody in a gear, like even
Marcus
a new character,
Penis.
Come on, dude, respect him.
Marcus Fenix and Matt doesn't play Gears of War. I'm guessing
you have to respect. He's the protagonist. He's the main character.
Big bald,
with the bald man,
fartest penis,
big muscles.
He has hair.
He has a flavor.
Is he the one who has the little son?
Huh?
He has the little son.
The little son.
The little son in God of War.
No, that's Kratos.
You're thinking of
God of War. No, this is Gears of War.
He's thinking of John Marston.
We're thinking of the cogs.
Gotcha.
What does it stand for? What does it stand for?
Collision of Armed Gears.
No.
That is.
Really?
Something like that.
Cogs. I'm going to look it up.
You fucking cog.
What is cogs?
That's a good insult.
It's Coalition because that's why the new studio is called Coalition.
You fucking cog, Justin.
Dude.
Cog's a good
fuck
word.
Fuck off, man.
Coalition of Ordered Governments.
Whatever.
Ooh. Coalition of Gears?
Originally a socialist governmental faction theorized by
After that game came out, he's like, yeah, it's just a fucking, like, allegory for Iraq.
It is.
Really?
Yeah, they make all you remember when the Iraqis just burrowed from underneath their homes, underneath the earth?
Yeah.
And started attacking the poor people in the Middle East?
Yes! Yeah. That was crazy, dude.
I know. It just came
boring
out.
Everything started rumbling and then...
they bite through the dirt like in like the dwarves in Artemis Fowl.
Well, thank
they
God
their jaws.
Thank God we sent Artemis the G Fowl. Unit
what
in.
What is that? I've
Artemis
that
Fowl.
Never
it's a book.
It.
You know Artemis Fowl.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank God, dude. They
it's
sent
a book
the G
about
unit
an asshole genius, like a young kid who's an asshole and a genius.
No, I don't.
He's
I
like
don't,
a villain.
I don't read. I'm too busy walking around outside.
Oh,
he's too busy okay, getting head. Birds.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we house a bird. We house a generation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not right now. They're gone. They won't be back for a little less than a year now.
They've left the...
I'll be back in April, hopefully, if one of them is a female.
Yeah. Wanda and her little babies. I think it was one of the babies this year. And then next year, it'll probably be another one of the babies from this year.
It's beautiful.
They're cute birds, man.
It'll be Wanda the third.
Wanda the third, man.
Wanda. Wanda the fifth.
Wanda Cosmos. Three. Queen Wanda.
Queen, oh man, she is a queen, man.
Sykes?
She looks so stupid.
Wanda Sykes is a queen.
Are you talking about Wanda Sykes looks stupid?
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
She was in Evan Almighty. And she was in Over the Hedge. She was the skunk from Over the Hedge.
Was she?
You guys fuck with Over the Hedge, don't you?
I love Over the Hedge.
I fucking love Over the Hedge.
See, y'all can, I'm not a big fan of Over the Hedge.
Why?
I'll watch it. It's a, like,
the soundtrack's great, dude.
It's not a bad, it's not,
rocking the suburbs.
It's not a Life of Pets, you know?
Ah, come on. Life of
Pets,
bro.
Do you like Life of Pets?
Louis C.K., are you kidding me?
No, I thought you were saying Life of Pets was better. I was about to come over there and slap the shit out of you.
Like, I'm saying it's not bad like a Life of Pets or like a Nut Job.
It's fine. It's a mid-2000s family animated movie.
Hey,
the Nut Job. I saw that shit in theaters. They dance to Gangnam Style in it, don't they?
Yeah, no. There's a video of Psy promoting the Nut Job. You see him? He's like, go see the Nut Job. Very funny. And it's like, he's just
it's
so unenthused.
It's the same clip from the trailer each time.
Yeah. I need my nuts.
They're very
good. Gotta have my nuts.
There has to be a line in the movie where it's like, watch your nuts.
Yeah, oh, you know.
How many nuts puns do you think are in those movies?
Well, ask Justin. He saw it in fucking theaters for his birthday party.
I fucking remember. This was like 9 years ago.
Did you see The Nut Job 2?
Justin, it did not come out 9 years ago. You went with your friends for your
birthday. Are we talking about Over the Hedge or Nut Job right now?
Nut Job.
Okay, Nut Job didn't
come
out.
The Nut Job.
9 years ago? Did it really come
out? No, that was like 2013.
No.
Yeah. Dude, they had Gangnam Style in it.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I can see
Gangnam Style.
Nut Job came out in 2014.
Okay,
yeah.
You got it. So 7 years.
Oh, so that was the year I first talked to
Ryan.
Wait,
is it on Netflix?
The Nut Job. Dude, Over the Hedge, though, I that was my favorite anime movie for a while.
It's a fucking awesome movie.
I had a sleepover at my friend's house.
Boring. You just watching the Nut Job trailer?
I had a sleepover at my friend's house, and we had portable DVD players that were synced up, so we both could watch it on our each one at the same time.
Hell
it was
yeah.
Awesome.
Stephen Lang's in it.
I don't know who that is.
I want to see the, like, end.
Ryan's just watching the Nut Job trailer.
Are you no, that's
I'm
the whole
watching
movie.
Nut Job.
How does it end?
You're actually just watching the movie?
Yeah, I'm watching the end. There's only 8 minutes left in it.
Dude. This is nuts!
Oh,
no way!
Hell yeah!
It's all of them dancing the Gangnam Style while the credits roll.
You skipped to the perfect part of the Gangnam Style. Dude, when Psy promoted the Nut Job, that fucking video, let me just...
When Super Mega ends, it needs to end with like a dance party video. Like
a Bollywood
Open Mega Style.
The only clip I could find is like in Polish and it's
I am nut.
That's what he said.
I am nut.
Yeah. I am nut.
The like, Nut Job.
The Nut Job.
And then he's like, very funny.
Oh my god.
You say, oh my god.
No! Ah! Someone's there.
Yeah, you gotta.
Psy actually has some bangers. Like from before.
The one where he
says
he wants to kill all Yankees, Justin.
Is that
did he make one about candy or something?
He got in a lot of trouble because people got mad because he has some like anti-American lines, and you can't say shit about America.
I remember the reasoning behind that was because like something happened, like some like military dudes in South Korea like ran over like a South Korean girl or something back in the day, and everyone was super pissed about it for good reason.
Obama had Psy come perform Gangnam Style at the White House. I'm not making that up. That really happened.
No,
and a lot of people got really mad because Psy has like anti-American lyrics.
Dude, Obama just wanted to have a good time.
Yeah, man. He knew how to party.
Kill a few innocent civilians along the way. But they weren't American civilians. So
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's completely.
Oh, but Gangnam Style.
Actually, one of them was. Oops.
Oops. Well, hey, man. You can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs.
How's he supposed to know, you know?
You know? He didn't need to ask them individually.
What's an American citizen doing outside of the United States?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You gotta keep all your sheep in the pen.
You know, you can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs.
Love your pants, Matt.
Opa Gangnam Style.
It's actually a bathing suit.
They're a type of pants, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of shorts, pants. Right?
Shorts.
They're in the category of, well, I guess pants are long, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so pants, shorts. But, well, like, shirts, you know, sweatshirt, sweater, like, you know, I think, I don't know.
It's a category, I think.
Well, what's the general category of just leg stuff? Is
leg
it pants?
Wear.
Leg wear.
Bottoms?
Bottoms? Oh, bottoms.
Justin, yeah. We're not talking about you. Bottoms.
Come on. That was funny, dude.
How dare you?
Did you guys take your normal pills today?
You asked me that earlier.
Did you take him?
No.
I threw mine away.
I took my Ryan McGee milk pills. Sometimes I don't have enough time to drink you know, my morning 3 cups
of
milk.
Did you throw away your normal pills?
Huh?
Did you throw away your normal
pills? I didn't throw away his normal pills. I made, unless you threw them away when I left.
I don't.
To get out in the car.
Please stop.
The doctor says if you don't take your normal pills, you're going to be...
Yeah, man.
Dude, as long as I have my fucking milk pills, I'm good.
I went to the doctor and
it's the equivalent of 3 cups of milk with each pill.
I went to the oncologist and he had to get to see it for a cancer check, and he just gave me a little slip that said, you are not normal. I mean, he gave me normal pills, but I threw them in the fucking trash can while I was drenched in sweat.
And you got on Discord with your buddies.
Oh, is this Dream?
Yeah. He takes the normal pills, bro, but he throws them away.
Man, how come every fucking lame, stupid, white, lanky ass YouTuber has to start to do music?
Can you put a vine boom?
Why are you looking at me?
Gotta put a vine boom at the end of that when he's done. Like, yeah.
Dude, I didn't throw away my normal pills.
Aesthetic doesn't matter in terms of making music. You know, I'm just joking, everyone. I don't want to get canceled.
Well, the Dream stands, you gotta be careful.
No, do I?
Yes.
It's coming someday.
Is it really? If I were to, like, jokingly bully Dream, would people get upset?
Dude,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say that everyone in this room fucking loves Dream. And if he wants to give us $1 million, I would
accept
it.
That would be cool.
Dream's a cheater.
Hey! Hey! Stop!
Hey!
No, stop!
I'm sorry! Will you forgive me? We're saying Dream
dude,
was
he's
a
gonna send, he's gonna tweet about you and send his fans after
now
you.
Now he's gonna take $1 million.
What he's gonna do
Dream
is
doesn't even know we exist. We're
he's
not
gonna
on his
respond
radar.
To one
you
of
never
your
know.
We're not on Dream's radar.
He probably he's gonna respond to one of your tweets getting mad at you, and then all of his fans will go after you and tell you to kill yourself, and then he'll be like, hey, I didn't send them after you. I mean, they just I don't support that.
If he does that type of shit,
emoji,
then fuck Dream.
Like the,
I don't know.
The orange
does he do that type of
emoji?
Shit? Is he famous for just getting his fans to attack people?
Basically, and then saying like, oh, I didn't, you know, I don't condone that. Don't do that, guys. But like, he knows what he's doing.
Dude, he works.
His fan base is he just.
Do you have an example, or are you just throwing shade?
Oh, I mean, I have an example from Twitter today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. People really don't like him for that. Because his fan base is so rabid, and they'll just go at, like, if anyone like critiques Dream, they will like harass, dox, tell them to kill themselves.
Same type of fan base as the One Direction fan base was.
Yeah,
like,
it's one of those like.
There's always a sect of that in any.
Or Nicki Minaj bars.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even with ours, you know, there are people like sometimes post to the subreddit where they'll have something to say, which is fine. You can speak negative, but then like someone will like they'll be downvoted to oblivion and people are like, shut the fuck up, which is kind of hilarious. But
I don't like Ryan's shirt today. 300 downvotes.
So are the we got a recent Apple podcast review saying we were homophobes or something like that.
Did we?
I think so.
Yeah, someone was very upset. On the subreddit right before I left, I saw it.
Just to make it clear, I respect and love the gays.
No, I saw that. They said homophones.
Yeah, homophones. And then the reviewer directly below it is just, haha, super epic, mega funny.
Well, what I also like was, in that review, they're like, they do nothing more than say BLM is cool. And I'm like, we actually did a fundraising live stream last year, but that doesn't matter.
So the black community owes us one.
They do. Dude, the black community owes
us
quite a bit.
Dude, we did them a solid with that one.
We ended racism with that one. Justin, why are you looking at us like that? You know what we
did. Why are you covering your mouth as if we're saying things that are going to get us in trouble?
I'm just sitting like this, dude.
You're covering your mouth. You got to speak into the microphone.
Justin, why are you sign languaging those bad words at me?
Fist away. Fist away. No.
You're two fists away.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the mic. Hello?
Justin, stop. Don't get that close to it. Justin, press your lips up against that mic. Give it a little kiss.
See, I kissed it first. The first kiss sound is mine.
The second one is mine. Here's another one.
Dude, did it twice.
I'm trying to
kiss. One more.
You're not going to let me do it.
Ryan.
Just join in.
Come chill.
On. Stop with the ASMR shit.
It's my turn.
Kiss
it. Here we go.
I just got Justin to kiss that your microphone 3 times.
Oh, yeah, because I fart on that mic all the time.
Kiss the phone. He puts that shit almost up his ass.
I'm very aware of what Ryan does with his microphones.
You don't listen to the podcast, though.
Not always.
No, you don't listen.
I literally just listened to one of them right before I left.
So does Trevor. Trevor was like, oh, yeah, when I was moving in, I put on...
Who?
I watched Trevor.
Yeah,
I
from...
Just, some weird kid that likes us.
Have I met him?
Probably, but he's very forgettable.
Okay.
So that explains the server.
No, Trevor...
Is he the loud kid that came screaming to film that one video with us?
No. That was 3MAD. Trevor was the kid that ruined Epic S&P.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Because he didn't do any work.
I thought his name was Travis.
Nope, that's a different person.
Not Travis. Is Travis someone else? Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I got to remember. We're getting dinner with him tomorrow, Justin.
Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't even remember?
I can take Matt as my
plus one.
No.
I was just going to say, I made plans with Kanye. I was going to surprise you.
Fuck.
Why'd you ruin it like that? You could have figured some way to still do it. You could have brought Kanye with you, but now you've ruined the surprise.
No, you know how Kanye is. He wants to go to fucking McDonald's.
Well, Drake and Future are coming over on Saturday night for some wine.
And then Macklemore's coming on for the next podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, Trevor was like, yeah, I listened to 4 episodes the other day while I was packing my place up. And I was like, what? And Jacob listens,
nerd,
too. Like, why
Jacob?
Why are you listening to Super...
From Uncanny?
Super MAGACast.
Oh, I think I've seen Travis on Trevor on Uncanny before, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the real ugly one.
Come on.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding, Trevor. Ow! Ow! Trevor's one of the most handsome men I think I've ever met.
Did the fuck out of the sun.
Dude, how are we supposed to hang that up now?
Hold up. This.
Watch, hold up.
The
sun. No, I'll fix it.
How are we supposed to hang
it
up?
I'll fix it.
No, you just made it worse.
No. It actually looks like it's almost better.
Oh, yeah, actually.
See?
What does it say, Justin? Read this big metal sign out loud.
This sign, I do not endorse what's on this sign.
But that's not what the sign says.
That's not what it says.
It says, notice, this place is politically incorrect. We say Merry Christmas, God bless America. We salute our flag and give thanks to our troops. If this offends you, leave, in God we trust.
In God we trust, amen.
So you don't endorse trusting God?
I didn't know what the fuck
you don't endorse supporting the troops, Justin?
Dude, fuck off, man.
He said, I don't endorse this. And then he said, we support the troops.
I can't deal with
you
this.
You don't support
this, I can't keep up with all the witty banter.
And you don't support saying Merry Christmas. Justin, that is rude.
You're rude.
Would
fuck
you do
off.
That? What you did is the equivalent of bringing your muddy shoes in the house and wiping them along the carpet.
You literally just dented the fuck out of it.
It's my property. I can do with my property what I want.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I do those things to you at night, Justin.
Oh, okay, that explains.
Oh, those are funny, man. The videos you've sent me of that is funny.
You think they're funny too, right? They're pretty funny. They're a little funny.
It's funny. It's funny.
You made them edit it with like the cartoon sound effects too.
In like a cosmic sort of way. It's funny.
As long as you let me go home next Wednesday, then it's hilarious.
Dude, I'll let you go home. I'll allow you to go home.
Thank
my friend.
Fuck off, dude.
You know, we could take his ID and break it so he can't go to the airport. If we hit his ID, how is he going to fly home?
Wait, did you bring a passport?
I'm not telling you guys because you're going to find it and burn it.
Why would you bring a passport if you're just flying from North Dakota to California?
I brought my passport to South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because
I wasn't sure if California was doing the real ID shit yet.
Yeah.
Which they're not. I mean, they accept it, but it's
Dude,
not mandatory. Yet.
I went and got
that,
my
right,
license.
Justin? Yeah. Yeah.
I went and got my license and I was going to get the real ID. I just didn't have one tax form, so they gave me a regular one. So now I have to go back and do a whole fucking another day
to
the DMV just to get a real ID.
When I was doing the bike shit, I would stand out in line in like the sun for 4 hours. It sucked.
Yeah, California do be kind of stupid with a lot of their laws.
But hey, you and I just got 2 beautiful new vehicles.
The Hummers?
I was talking about our electric vehicles.
Oh, the electric Hummers. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Ryan, you go first.
Okay. I finally did it. Do you want to add a drum roll in post?
Sure.
Are you going to?
It's right here.
Promise?
It's going right now. And
I got a one wheel.
Woo!
5 years.
Finally.
Yeah, I was shredding out there earlier.
I saw you, man.
Yeah?
Dude, it's just like for 5 years, Ryan's like, oh, man, should I get a one wheel? Like, yeah, dude. Yep. Every single time I've said yes, too. It's never been like, nah, you shouldn't.
Have you seen the look? Well, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to ride one. I'd be like, I'm a big goofy
I remember
dude.
The first time I came out here, we went to Santa Monica Pier or something after we watched Endgame, and I think someone had a one wheel, and he said, oh, dude, I want one of those so bad.
They're awesome.
And that was 2 years ago now.
I got the pint. So,
it's been years. He's been asking all of us, should I get a one wheel? And then we all say yes, and then like 5 months later, he's like, should I get a one wheel? So yesterday, Ryan brought it up again. I said, if you ever ask me this again, I'm going to freak out.
I told him I was going to beat him up if he didn't order it.
And he did.
He got scared.
I did.
And he got scared because of my big muscles.
And it was, dude, they're huge. It was delivered like that.
Yeah, Ryan was riding it around in the back of the Super Megaplex today.
Gold-plated, diamond-studded rims.
In my place, too.
Yeah, diamond-studded rims.
Awesome, man.
I got a solid gold helmet.
Yeah, that's things heavy.
You probably want to get a better one because gold is
gold's really malleable.
Yeah,
it's soft.
Looks cool.
Maybe one out of like a meteorite. You know?
Yeah, the skin of a meteorite.
How
skin?
Fucking sick would it be? just getting something made out of a meteorite sounds so fucking like cool.
Well, technically, Justin, everything was a space rock at some point. So any statue you could say was a meteorite.
Whoa! Do you mind?
Yeah, go, that's fine. I like your Vans, Ryan.
Thanks.
Nice to see you.
They're brand new.
We just you don't want to talk about your zoomies. Vehicle?
Oh yeah, I got. Ryan has his motorcycle. Carson has a little motorcycle. Everyone's talking about motorcycles.
Thanks for not calling mine little.
Oh, Carson's is little. It's like a clown bike, but yours is a fucking big hog.
You can only ride it if you have big muscles.
Oh, yeah. Hence why I can't ride it. But I got an electric bike I ordered a couple months back called an Onyx. And because I saw a guy near my house riding on one, I was like, that's a slick little bike. And I looked it up.
One of your neighbors was questioning me about it when I was given a little test spin.
I said, sir, why do you have that crowbar?
How fast does it go? How long does it stay alive?
That's the guy with
the range? Yeah.
That's my neighbor that has a very nice sports car. But the Onyx is really
so
cool.
Fun, dude. That Onyx, like,
it's super fun.
Again, we're not sponsored by either One Wheel or Onyx, but.
No, I wanted a little. Since I moved, like, there's some stuff around my area that I've been walking to, and I like walking, like, to get coffee in the morning, but it's like, hey, you know, it might be nice, like, with the summer breeze, get on a little bike, and I was going to get a regular bicycle.
It picks
up
speed, too, pretty well.
Yeah, but this Onyx, it's just an electric bike. I just plug into the wall, and then I can zip around my area, and you can pedal it like a regular bike, too.
We got to get one of those cords that they use for, like, jet skis on the back of boats, and I got to have my one wheel on the back of your bike.
Yeah. But
Asphalt surfing.
We'll have Justin in his Porsche pulling you on your bike, pulling me on my one wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, but then we could put the whole thing on my super yacht and then drive it through the ocean.
If we just have to make sure we go fast so we don't sink.
Oh, yeah. Well, that thing doesn't float.
Yeah, if you drive fast enough, you don't sink. Yeah.
Well, what sucks about my super yacht is that I cheaped out on some of the features when I got it, and I forgot to put buoyancy in it. Buoyancy.
Oh.
It was one of the extra features you could add. I didn't do it. So
you need, I think you need that when you buy a boat. But
I cheaped out.
You can just get someone to just like get a bucket and just keep getting the water out of the bottom.
I could take you boys out on the lake in my super yacht, maybe
Monday, Tuesday?
Maybe Justin, if you want to be the bucket boy.
I'm not gonna be the fucking bucket boy. Get someone else for that shit.
Well, how about some ad reads?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Nice, back.
Those were good ad reads.
Actually, yeah, those are great ad reads. Went on for a while.
I got to piss. There's a lot of piss in my cock right now. I got to drain that thing.
We're going to take another break right after the ad reads.
We can have the McGee and Justin cast until Matt gets done.
You're only peeing, right?
Mm-hmm. No poop.
So you're going to be quick. So we can continue to go on.
Well, I'm going to grab myself another drink from the kitchen.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were pausing because you were going to offer me a drink or anything.
Well, I was going to surprise you, but now the surprise is spoiled.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I won't be bringing you a drink.
That's fine. Do you want some Hennessy?
No, I don't want any Hennessy. Jacob drank a lot of that.
That's
do you
nice
want some Hennessy?
Sound.
Justin, please try some Hennessy. Just a tiny little sip. Justin's never had just straight liquor.
Dude.
Just a little
hey,
drop
just,
on your tongue.
Just one for the boys.
Okay, I'll have a sip. Just one for the boys.
Oh, oh my God.
Just a little sip.
Justin, will you just do a tiny, just, tiny little sip? Just a little.
Just a little.
He's never had liquor. This is the first time.
This is peer pressure.
That's going to burn.
Not a super, super small sip. Just like let it touch your tongue.
This is actual peer pressure. What the fuck?
Drink.
Pussy. Drink. Pussy
Come on,
boy.
Take that sip. Take that sip of that Hennessy.
Just a little one.
Oh, that smells disgusting.
Justin, we both just sipped it, man.
It's not, you're not going to like it, Justin. I didn't.
Well, I
didn't
like it either. Like it.
You're going to feel it in your chest for like 5 minutes.
You know, it's nice and warm, though, I will say.
It is nice and warm.
Is this going to fuck up my stomach, possibly?
No, it's just liquor.
You had sake the other day.
Yeah.
If you can handle sake, you can handle liquor.
Right.
Just a little sip.
Just a little bit, little bit.
Touch your lips and then.
Mmm. No, he likes it.
Oh, shit.
Well, that burns.
Is that your apple juice?
That ain't my apple juice.
That's daddy's new apple juice.
We're a long way from apple juice.
Yeah. Is that your first time tasting just straight liquor?
Straight liquor, yeah.
How you like it?
It was all right. I mean, I don't think I'd make a hobbit. Hobbit.
Oh, habit. He's drunk, dude. He's already dude. Drunk.
Oh, shit. I'm seeing things,
what you do
bro.
Is you mix this in with some Coca-Cola, some Dr. Pepper,
and
maybe
Coke?
Some Cheerwine if you have any.
That's what Kelly always does. Kelly always...
Hennessy?
Kelly's a fucking alcoholic.
Kelly slams the Hennessy.
Kelly gets drunk every day. Literally every day.
Never at night. Just during the day for some reason.
Yeah, well, she has to sleep so that she can drink more than
Can't imagine someone
she's
got to
sweat
that.
Out all the mm-hmm. alcohol.
Yeah, Justin, but...
She got to shit the alcohol out.
Dude, I'm glad Justin's first taste of straight liquor was some Henny on the
that
Super
is
Mega
true.
Cast.
The first... The first...
It's documented now. So now when I'm like 80 years old, I can go, oh, I remember my first taste of Hennessy.
My first sip of Hennessy.
Hennessy is...
I bet my mom's going to listen to this and just be just sad.
Outraged? She's going to be so mad
just
that
disappointed.
Her adult son
what?
Had a sip
it's
of Hennessy.
It's not bad. It's only in moderation where...
I feel that.
Yeah.
Like here.
Yeah.
Right now it's moved down to here for me. It's
why do you think
stomach.
Russians drink so much?
Oh,
it's so cold. You got to warm yourself.
Your stomach. That shit might actually like...
Is that Jackson?
Yeah, he closed the gate.
Oh. Where am I supposed to ride my one wheel?
Bend over. I'll show you.
Come on. Dude.
I fucking feel it moving.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like if you drink really cold water, except mm-hmm. if that water was a poison trying to attack your liver.
Well, you know why
I really regret drinking that.
This is alcohol.
No, that's
poison.
Alcohol in general.
Alcohol is
your
poison.
Your liver has to go through any, like, so the sake we drank is very smooth, for example.
It's Hennessy,
it's not as angry
so
at me.
I don't think the alcohol is angry
it's
at
It's fire
me.
Water, Justin.
This is like if Big Red were an alcohol. No, that's fireball.
This is angry. This is like, why did you drink me? And
Hennessy
is just like, you can. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You
Hennessy is just cognac. I'm just not a fan
well,
of cognac.
Let me take another swig.
Ooh, I'm taking a
Ooh,
big one.
That's a big swig. Ooh, you want to finish the bottle there?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh,
god
damn! Fuck.
Woo!
Oh my god! Shake it around. Let everyone know that it's empty.
hit the empty bottle.
Damn, sure. Justin. Man.
Is there a better way to hit the bottle?
We might have just sound? Knuckles.
Let me see if I can.
Try to like do like blowing and juggling.
I feel all that.
And pass out.
Holy shit, it feels like my entire body is on fire.
Hey, Hennessy will do that.
It's gross. It's really
gross.
How
did it get in here to begin with?
Too mad. Yeah. Ah. I think Jackson brought it in and gave it to Too Mad like halfway through the podcast, okay. Just out of the blue.
Okay, yeah.
What's Jackson doing out there? He's playing around in the garage. Some little short shorts on.
Where is he? Is he in the garage?
He was just there. Okay, I really do have to go pee, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Him. What's he doing? Is he lifting boxes?
This window's perfect. When he's outside, just get a paintball gun and shoot him with it.
Ryan, that was the real gun!
Dude, he's picking up all of our water bottles.
Aw.
What the fuck?
Oh, he just looked at us for a second. Wait, his pants are so short, I can see his underwear through. Like, yeah. From the bottom. Do you see that?
They're hiked up. Are they supposed to be worn like that?
It's like personal preference, but I can see his boxers. They're longer than his
Well, he needs
shorts.
To get shorter. He needs to get whitey tidies then.
Tidy, yeah, absolutely. Is it tidy whiteys?
Whitey tidies.
Tidy whiteys.
Tidy. What you said? Whitey tidies.
Oh, whitey tidies.
Whitey's on the moon. Oh, he's picking up a big box. There he goes. Look at him go.
With his big muscles.
He does have big.
Not as big muscles as you, Justin.
No, I have the biggest.
He wishes.
Go pee.
I'm gonna go pee.
Have fun.
Thanks. You guys. What do you guys can talk about? Some like video games.
I guess we're gonna. We can talk about E3 coming up.
Yeah.
Which is
we got a lot to talk about when I'm back. Actually,
it's the okay.
We haven't even
talked about.
Have we?
The what?
NASCAR.
Oh fuck! No, we have not.
All right, let me go pee and then we'll talk about that. You guys,
why were you were speaking in code word? When is the Microsoft? Is that the 13th? The day 13th, before my birthday?
Yeah,
13th. At 10 a.m.
Someone's birthday is next.
So it's either gonna.
We're gonna be filming on your birthday. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
15th instead.
I mean, remember. It's y'all who usually plan something for my birthday. I never really have anything planned for my birthday. It's fine.
He just left. He literally walked away.
He
as
asked
you
the
were
question
speaking.
And then
yeah,
I was
then he
speaking,
walked
and then,
away.
And then he turned around and walked
he
out.
He walked away. Your birthday is on the 14th. You're going to be 30.
Six.
36?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
You're missing 6 years, buddy.
Well, you just don't look it.
Thanks.
You don't look a day over 40.
Hey, soon I'm going to start sunbathing, though, and I'll get that leathery grandpa skin.
Oh, dude.
That you get to climb on like a rock wall when you're a kid.
That classic Florida look.
So real quick, for all you nerds out there who are interested in E3, man, Halo Infinite.
It's probably going to be ass. I'm going to be straight up. We're probably going to get disappointed.
By the whole E3 conference or Halo Infinite?
Halo.
They well, I have to be prepared to be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm trying to just set myself up. Because, like, when I watched that Sonic thing, and I saw that trailer at the end, and it was like
that was
this,
ass.
You know that meme of Patchy the Pirate? And he's just like, that's it?
Oh, yeah.
That was just a cheap walk cycle!
And then he goes crazy and starts throwing stuff around and ripping off down his, like, SpongeBob.
Beats the shit out of his parrot.
Yep.
With
almost,
his hook.
Almost, like, beats him to death.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want to be prepared to be disappointed. The only thing I want to do is have fun running around as Master Chief, getting some headshots on some grunts. You know, we're fighting elites and brutes. We're fighting the whole, they haven't showed any Promethean shit. We'll
I would
see.
Like to be optimistic, but I just have this feeling.
The armor shit is awful.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, and I don't even know if you, so originally in Halo multiplayer, you got to choose your armor color. It's primary and secondary, and they had a slew of colors you could choose.
You
from.
Could go very
shades.
Like you had a lot of options to customize what your character looked like.
Primary
especially
would be
in like
the most of your armor, and then the secondary would be like stripes or like some of the shoulder
Reach,
padding.
I think Reach had like the best as far
that's
as like there was
say.
Like a ton of options.
The most iconic stuff for me is from Halo 3.
Well, 3 is what kind of started all that shit with like mixing the armor and stuff. I think
it is.
Yeah,
you got to fuck with elite armor too.
In this new one, you have to. It's all the combinations for the colors are predetermined, right?
Yep.
Yep.
They're preset. So no
so
more choosing
fun,
your favorite color.
No fun. No fun allowed.
If you want to choose your favorite mixture of colors, you have to buy and or earn it. And that's not even promising that they will have the color
stupid,
selection
dude.
You like. All we'll see what they have at the base. Maybe they'll have, I don't know.
They have the perfect blueprint
we
already.
We get to have better detail when we get to bake in the design. And I understand, like, why I guess they did it. Well, no, I don't. Because primary and secondary is just like, people have their colors in Halo.
Yeah. Like I have like blue and black.
That's me too.
Hey,
blue and black.
Blue and black. No, wait. I did blue and white for a while, actually. Like all white with like blue stripes.
I was like blue, yeah, just blue and black. And then I would just switch out the helmet a lot. I always went back to like the base Mark IV helmet. But then with the Master Chief Collection, when they gave it to everyone, because I think beforehand you either had the Bungie would have to give it to you, or you would then you had to do like the Road to Recon challenges.
Like boys
but
in
then
there.
They just gave you Recon in the Master Chief Collection, so I just put that on.
I had a prediction. You guys would be talking about Halo when I walked in.
Of course,
I like Halo.
We're gonna see how Halo Infinite turns out.
You excited?
My expectations are tempered.
You've been so excited in the past.
Expectations are tempered. No, come on.
I was at Target.
Jackson just mouthed it's going to be bad.
Well, I was at Target and I talked to the guy working there for like 30 minutes about how bad Halo 5 was.
Yeah. Well, Halo 5's like multiplayer.
You talked
to
Justin
to
that
play.
Long?
But like, it just, I think Halo 4 was the worst feeling Halo for me. See, 5 felt a little more fluid when they got the thrusters and stuff. I played mostly Warzone with Justin, though.
Yeah, that was fun.
Just hours and hours of Warzone firefight.
I did something in campaign.
Campaign
we'll
was hey, you got Chief's got the grappling hook. So
Lara Croft.
Just cause, you know.
Tomb Raider?
Yeah, they got Tomb Raider in it.
But we'll see how it turns out. Anyways, that's the end of the Halo discussion. Matt wanted to talk about NASCAR and how we how our beautiful car was totaled.
Yeah. For those who don't know. For those who don't know, this is our first podcast back since Ryan has been out of town on his yearly trip back home. I can't believe it's already over. Wow. Yep. But while we were there, we met up in Charlotte, North Carolina. I flew out there, met up with Ryan, and we went to the Xfinity 300 NASCAR race because a little certain YouTube channel sponsored a race car in the NASCAR race, and we got our logo and faces on a gigantic NASCAR.
Which we're getting some pieces sent to us.
Yeah.
Because it wrecked.
It crashed.
Justin, you saw how like close he came the first time. He went,
oh, yeah. Dude, that was some skill.
Tommy Joe.
Shout out to Tommy Joe.
Tommy Joe Martins, you're fucking amazing.
I love Tommy Joe.
If you're into NASCAR, and even if you're not, check out Tommy Joe Martins. What a sweet man.
He's so nice. He's been having a streak of bad luck these last few races.
I know.
He got hit, which made him crash, and then last race, his engine died.
His engine just.
It's like he's a great driver.
That one happened in the Super Mega Mobile.
Really?
It wouldn't.
No, mm-mm-mm.
See, the only our engine, that, our engine, didn't, our car's engine didn't fail.
The only reason it crashed
got
was
clipped
because
in the back.
Fucking the Black Rifle coffee car was what caused the fucking crash. It's a very on brand.
I'm waiting for Louder with Crowder to have a NASCAR.
Oh, I mean Black Rifle coffee, close enough.
Yeah,
they're all veterans from the Iraq War.
On Steven Crowder's car, it would be like him in a sombrero, then another one of him in blackface, and then another one of him like wearing.
So does that
like,
mean that Superman
African
hates the troops
garb.
Now?
Super Mega has always hated the troops.
Okay, good.
And that's on God. No, the back of the car had Ryan pointing and laughing and me crossing my arms with a smug smile and had a quote and it said, yep, you just got passed.
Which they
Ryan
zoomed
McGee,
in on.
Yeah, on Fox Sports, after a car crash, they're towing it, they zoomed straight in on it. And good. So on Fox Sports, we have a video coming out hopefully this week. I've been working real hard on it. It's kind of tricky to edit, but we did a whole vlog of the whole experience at the NASCAR race, and that should be coming out, and you'll see all the Fox Sports
plus another special vlog that
another
we
special
at,
vlog
one of our favorite restaurants, if not our favorite restaurant, Hooters.
2 days ago,
yes,
Fred, remember Fred?
Hey, it's Fred
Figglehorn
and his little brother did a vlog at Hooters.
Man, fuck them.
2 days ago.
Oh, but guess what didn't happen. Oh, wait, we can't. I don't want to spoil anything about it's probably one of our.
I said on Twitter we took a fan to Hooters.
Okay, but okay. That's not everything.
That's not all.
I don't want to give anything away.
It's
definitely, I think, one of the craziest experiences we had while just vlogging.
We looked at all the footage. Please watch our NASCAR video. And then when the video We Took a Fan to Hooters comes out, you're not going to want to miss that one.
And also, we're finishing up, speaking of new content we're making, we're finishing up our first single for the album.
Yep.
That we're going to release this year.
We're done with the recording, and today when I get home, I'm sending off the stems to Frank Jabsy to do a little bit of mixing and mastering.
My boy Frank.
And
good.
He's texted me like four times today for the stems.
I listened back to it, and I get excited every time I
listen
to it.
I played it on the way to work. Yeah, I did too. And we'll be shooting the music video for it next week, so.
Justin came up with the idea, and
I came up with the idea. I found the beat and stuff too. Yeah,
it's I don't even know if we want to even. I think we should just big. Like, I don't even know if I want to
go on Patreon. Patreon. I have posted some videos. Some videos and some pictures and videos of behind the scenes while we were recording our first track. And there's videos of like all three of us at the mic together, and you can hear little snippets in certain lines, certain bars.
Is that already out?
No, not yet. I'm gonna put it out when I get home.
It's gonna be a lot of me.
If you want to know what the track is, though, you can go.
All of us, like,
please watch the clips before, because I was just spewing hate speech.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I bleeped most of it out.
Okay,
some
good.
Of it I couldn't because the context was needed.
Well, some of it's just factual.
Yeah. I was gonna say whenever Ryan would do a take, he doesn't like it. Would go fuck. Just like yell. I would do the same thing too. Just like,
no, Ryan's go to when he when
I'm
he's
gay.
Messing up a line.
Yeah, he goes, I'm gay.
But I'm gay.
Yeah. Every time.
It's just so quick.
But that was really fun recording that with you guys. I have a little studio at my house that's under construction.
We did it in less than a day.
We got to remember, we did Blonde Boys all in one sitting.
Yep.
Blonde Boys took, what, 2 hours?
We got to
got to do is just sit down, right? Like, we can finish this album if we get creative.
I think August will be a big month of working on it.
August, I want to spend. I don't know if
uploads July's not even here, so definitely.
Definitely. Here's the thing.
That's such a good YouTuber name.
Dude. Can I create another YouTube channel called Jeffinitely, and it's my bike channel, and it makes no sense. And
I'm Jeffinitely.
What if I just say I'm Jeff? Like, hello, my name's Jeff.
Yeah,
you don't like don't do that. But I never say I'm like I never joke about it. I never say like I'm Ryan. But
I
like,
wonder how Well, of course, fans now would know. But like, if you had just done
that's fine. If fans know, I feel like fans would play into it.
Yeah.
Gotta love Jeff.
I know. God.
You know what?
Dude, that makes me want to do that.
Do like all the branding.
Dude, please. Definitely Motors.
Please make
branding
some Patreon.
Just like you crossing your arms. Gotta love Jeff.
Please make some Patreon bike vlogs, dude.
Okay.
We might go. I mean, I don't know if in July or August, we're going to take some time and really hunker down and finish the book. And
Jesus fucking
Christ. Sorry, threw the sign at me. I just slapped it out of midair.
Jeez.
Sorry, dude.
Slapped it at me.
I was protecting myself. It was coming at me.
Justin?
What?
That would have hit you in the head.
Yeah.
Why? I just trust you not to throw shit at me, I get. Fine.
We're going to try to keep uploads very consistent,
yeah,
but we're
going
to take some time just to work on the album and the book and go heavy on it with the music videos and the... All
right, I'm going to throw it like this. Ready? You
got
to catch it like...
Justin, I know I'm a grown man. I can catch it.
That was loud.
I wanted you to catch it a specific way like this.
All right.
Okay.
They're tossing the politically incorrect sign. Back and forth. Justin, over here. Justin, over here. Over here.
Justin.
Come on, Justin. I'm open. Oh. Over to Justin. One to Justin.
What the
fuck? Right here, Justin. I'm open. Go long.
Oh!
Oh, shit! Touchdown!
The set!
Put her down. It's too dangerous.
What? If that was sharp, that would have sliced his head off the way that it.
I'm sorry.
The way
about
that hit
Justin.
My ear, actually, like
he's deaf for the rest of his life.
Well, I already have my ringing in my ears.
Like
I have tinnitus bad.
Like a war movie, just.
Like in
Justin, are you okay?
No, it's like in Call of Duty when you get hit by a flashbang.
Yeah.
Or grenade or
remember
whatever.
Remember how fucking annoying like people would play on Modern
Dude, okay, Ryan, the worst people in Modern Warfare or Call of Duty in general, it's the map shipment who just spam flash grenades. But
the gas grenades.
Oh, and the
Ryan got so annoyed that he would just take whatever annoyed him the most and then use it against other people.
Yep. I would go around with like a grenade launcher and like,
well,
like what is the shot? What is that shotgun called?
The 725?
Yeah, I'd take around the 725.
The cheese machine?
I'd take around the cheese machine shipment, just like throw gas grenades. I'd throw down like flashbangs.
Oh, those were the days.
Dude.
Those were good.
And then
days.
I'd just get up close, boom.
Well,
right at the height of the pandemic, man, we would all just get on Modern Warfare at night.
So you would just annoy people?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of annoying
annoyed.
Here's some ad reads.
Okay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back from the ad reads.
Nice. No piss break this time, buddy.
No, I didn't need to piss this time.
Okay. Okay, just checking.
Yeah, man, but you know, but fucking Call of Duty, what a crazy game.
Yeah, it is.
Modern Warfare was,
wacky.
I think, the best Call of Duty game that's come out since Black Ops 2 for me.
Not enough colors for you, Matt?
No. It's, you know what, Justin, I don't appreciate that.
Sorry.
Dissing on my style because I like colorful.
Too many inputs
games.
For you, buddy?
Well, A, B, X, Y?
What are the triggers? What do the triggers do? What am I doing? What am I saying?
When Trump was at the rally, he started talking about Xbox controls, how confusing they were.
He's making fun of a guy who can't play Xbox.
He's making fun of the Cuphead journalist that couldn't finish the first level.
That was really funny,
I will say.
What's up, Creaky Bay?
Just a heads up, I'm heading to Joanne's, but the landlord's coming by to check on the...
Who's Joanne?
Your girlfriend? His little side piece, Joanne.
No, but I'm running there.
What is Joanne's?
He's coming by today?
In just a minute, yeah.
Okay, can
Riddle
we make
this.
Sure that
what
there's nothing
Joanne's?
Bad out?
That's what I was doing right
it's
now.
It's a craft store.
It's like I'm getting frames.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We should go check real quick, make sure there's nothing inappropriate out. Like all like the four Japanese porn magazines on my desk with the bottle of
you
want to
go fix that?
Them.
Why'd you leave that there?
You put those there, Jackson. I walked in and there's four 7-Eleven Japanese porn mags.
Yeah. I know, I was looking like through them.
I don't watch Japanese
Justin?
Porn.
What?
Yeah, you
You're looking for him?
Yeah.
Wait, that might be him right there.
What are you doing?
Fuck, the doorbell. Okay, he's here, actually. I'm gonna go behind him.
Okay.
So, Halo.
Wait, the AC hopefully will.
Halo.
Hey, oh, dude. I have faith that at least it'll be somewhat fun in single player. I don't know. I think they're gonna do a big multiplayer reveal on the 13th.
We'll be able to explore, like, a big open area together.
That's the landlord.
In Halo.
The landlord?
The landlord of the Super Megaplex is here.
Do we have to be quiet?
You want to interview him?
Yeah.
Let's say hey to him. Let him see how we operate.
Do you think he'd be okay with being on mic?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just doing a podcast.
Yeah, a little toasty.
Yeah. Little toasty.
Is there anything that... Well, there's the big cum. There's the big white bottle that says cum that he just walked by.
Well, it's empty, though.
Yeah, it's empty. I drank it all. Is there anything outside that we should be worried about? Dude,
hope not.
Oh, cool. Well, this is the cleanest it's ever been when he's come over.
True.
So that's good. Because remember one time he came over, it stunk to high heavens.
There's a big piece of shit out there.
What?
Right there?
Don't say that about the landlord.
There's a big piece.
Are you pointing at the van?
Yeah, the van.
I'm just going to... I've decided I'm going to keep the van until we're done with the office. Once I'm going to keep it parked there so we can film in it and make use of it. But then that was a good way to itch your... Ryan was like using his tongue to push his mouth against the microphone. But once we move out, I'll sell it. But for now, I'm going to leave it here because the frame's broken, so I can't really drive
it. Oh, it's clogging up my one-wheel space. I got a shred, dude.
I know, dude. How are you gonna take any sick jumps over there now?
Exactly.
We can build a ramp that goes up the van, up the back to the
dude,
top.
I gotta learn to take inclines and like downhills on the one wheel. That's what I'm scared
of. Build
for.
You a massive ramp so that you can jump over the van.
Okay.
Like Evel Knievel stuff.
At a max speed of 16 miles per hour.
Evel Knievel died doing a stunt.
Exactly.
Did he really? Is that how he died?
Isn't it?
I think it is.
I don't know.
Which stunt? He died doing what he loves.
Hold up, I'll look it up.
Which stunt was it? Was he jumping the Grand Canyon?
What would happen if I drove this motorcycle over the Grand Canyon?
What would happen if I drove this motorcycle into a brick wall with dynamite strapped to my chest?
He died of... Oh, never mind. He died of a pulmonary disease in Clearwater, Florida.
He died of a pulmonary disease.
Was he old
that he got
far?
While
he was 69.
Doing a jump?
69!
Hey. Dude, the landlord's here.
He loves that. He loves Ninja Fart Party. Got him.
Dude, Ninja Fart Party is... they released a new music video called The Mystic Crystal. The Christic Mistle. Dude.
So, okay.
I am so excited.
I don't know why
I
thought he died in an accident. I
thought he did, too.
He
fell into the Grand Canyon while doing a backflip.
Oh, I'm thinking of in Hot Rod where his dad was supposedly
and he talks about how, like, he goes into detail about how gruesome the accident was. He's like, he died immediately the next day.
Yep. It's so
That's such a good movie, man.
Well, we watched that last time you were out here, Justin.
I think that was the last time, yeah.
And Will Arnett plays the boyfriend.
It was the first time you saw it. Yep. I'm so glad you
got to
see it.
That was a very interesting watch. I liked it.
You don't like
it?
Do you like
it? No, yeah, I do. It was just, it was like different.
I love when Danny McBride's doing the high fives. He's like, that's how it's done. Dude, the Lonely Island needs to make more. I honestly, the Lonely Island's a huge inspiration for our album. They always have been.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any days it's bad to have an AC tech come specifically?
Not that I can think of.
Well, we need to be here, of course, or.
We're recording videos on Friday,
yeah.
Right?
Friday, after I take the
We're not going to be here tomorrow, so I mean, tomorrow would be.
But that's if they can get in tomorrow, he was saying. It might not be too soon.
I mean, I can leave a key somewhere.
No, like, to get somebody. I just want to bother you guys.
Oh, no, no, no. You're never bothering us. It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just whatever works.
Okay.
Totally cool. Yeah,
not the same problem as before. Nothing's frozen over, so.
Oh, okay.
Things low on Freon or something.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. As we're heading into those summer months, a little toasty.
Oh, it's gonna start to get hot.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. It was cold yesterday morning.
Well, it gets
or 2 days ago. It was a little drizzly too.
It kind of reminds me of South Carolina, where it feels nice and breezy at night, and all of a sudden the next day you're just sweating bullets.
See you, Jackson. Dude, it is actually like the weather. Have you noticed? It's been a lot. It's been a lot cooler.
The fuck. Justin, what are you looking for,
Justin? Stop looking at misogynist penis. Well,
it's hard not to.
It is hard not to.
Yeah.
Have you ever? Have you noticed?
Nosferatu.
SpongeBob.
Come on,
dude, I like SpongeBob.
I got
SpongeBob.
Sweat underneath those. Did you actually lick
Your
finger? Was it salty?
A little bit.
Okay.
Have you noticed that this year in LA, like, have you noticed, like, so now we're in June. Have you noticed it's been, like, a little bit, like, colder up to this point than it normally is?
Like, which I like.
It hasn't been, you've noticed that, right, though? It hasn't been, like, as excruciatingly hot as other years.
No. I like it when it gets cold here.
So much
like, when there's, like,
warming
a bit of window. Oh, exactly. Like, if you looked at the years where it's, like, the last 40 years or whatever of, like, Google Earth. All I'm saying is the ocean's coasts aren't rising, okay?
Nope.
So when's that supposed to happen?
Maybe in like a billion years. You know, I was actually watching a video on YouTube about how life started on Earth up to the point now. There's been so many extinction events and ice ages and Arctic shit. And so you know what, Mr. Gore, I think maybe it's time for you to take a seat and get that wig snatched, sis, because global warming is just not real.
Amen.
Do people still deny that?
Yes.
What do you mean, do people still deny that?
Yeah. Probably everywhere.
People deny shit all, like...
Probably most on Facebook.
Dude, if there's a fact, you bet your ass... there's some fucking conspiracy theorist nut out there trying to prove it wrong.
You have to legitimately be an idiot to deny,
there's
like,
people who think
change.
Gravity's fake.
It is. There's a big magnet in the center of the Earth that's
What's
pulling
gravity?
Me down.
What is it?
Isn't that a song?
People say that, like, our skies are fake.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Stay the hell
like
away from
the horizons
me.
And everything, like at night, is just a projection.
The hologram, yeah.
It was put here by Obama.
You know, the one I do believe in, though, is that the Pope is a holograph.
A hologram?
Hologram, yeah.
Holograph.
I have the holographic Pope trading card.
Okay, good.
Dude, the Pope is a fucking hologram.
Because where he just disappears at the window. Where
yes.
He goes, there's him waving out the window, then he turns and he just goes,
literally disappears.
Yeah, everyone
instantly.
Has to be standing perfectly in front of him, because if you go to the side, it's just...
No, that actually happened.
No, Justin, have you seen the video where he disappears?
No.
Hold up. I'll see if I can find
the Pope, they legit just projected a hologram of him, dude, because he's actually dead.
What?
No, for real, the Pope is a hologram. I'm not kidding.
I accidentally put in... I put in pop hologram and it gave me Ricky and Morty.
Richard and Mortimer.
Mortimer!
Video shows.
Did you know I saw Gangnam Style before it was even at like 200,000 views?
Really?
Yeah, because...
How'd you find it?
I knew this Korea boo in high school and he was helping me learn some...
Look at this, Justin. So watch him?
Yeah, watch
goes
this.
To his window. It's when he turns away, right, Matt?
Yep. When he walks back in.
He's walking back in.
They cut it short accidentally.
What the hell?
Right?
He just
disappears. And some people are like, oh, it's the he walked into a shadow. It's literally one frame though. It's just instantly he's gone.
What the fuck?
The Pope's a fucking hologram.
The Pope
Justin.
Is a hologram?
Do you see that though? Shrouded Hand, a YouTuber I like, he made a video about it. I haven't watched that one, but
have they said it's he should just come right out and say it's a hologram.
It was an act of God.
The goofiest thing, or I guess the sweetest thing I've ever seen, is when Kanye put Kim Kardashian's dad on stage.
Oh, dude.
Her deceased father.
Baby, your husband is so talented. Who could have seen him getting this far? He's beautiful. He's a very talented. You're married to the most famous man on earth. I like that Kanye writing the script for her dad, her dead dad, who say literally like boosted himself up in the script.
I mean, that's Kanye, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's him.
Well, they're divorced now, or they're getting a divorce.
I think they're divorced now.
Man, rich people can get that shit quick.
Yeah. I think so.
Usually, people can get anything.
Usually it takes some fucking time. The state is like, hey, you need to be separated for a year unless there's any, like, abuse or cheating.
That's a stupid rule. If you want to get divorced, you should... Also, divorce, like, minimum is, like, 30 grand.
Just make sure you're not making a mistake.
I know. It's stupid. Like, if you want to get divorced, it's... Dude, it's so expensive, man. My mom has, like, no money. And getting divorced, like, so much money. Even if there's no fighting involved. Just having to actually, like, file everything. Because you have... South Carolina, you have to do the... What's it... Not deviation. What's it called?
You have to do the separation period.
Yeah. And you also have to do the thing with the lawyers, which is, like, $3,000 an hour. Mm-hmm. Some shit where you're required. Even if there's no fighting, you agree. You have to do these, like, processes and these meetings and stuff. It's just like, dude, who fucking... Jesus Christ. Who's fucking Jesus Christ? Who's fucking him? Mary Magdalene.
No, it's not Mary Magdalene. Well, Jesus did get fucked, but it was by his friend Judas.
Yeah, it was. Judas fucked him right in his tight little Jesus butthole.
Figured
the landlord walks in. What the fuck are you talking
struck
about?
By lightning.
Do you believe
from
in that
who?
Shit,
Zeus?
The god of thunder? Yeah.
Zeus is a Christian.
Zeus isn't the god of thunder.
Who's the god? Hercules? Is Hercules the god of thunder?
It's Poseidon.
Poseidon's the god of the ocean, dumbass.
Thor is the god of thunder.
Oh, fuck. I haven't
seen that. Well, wait, I think they're different because, like, you know how there's, like, Nordic and what's the other one? There's, like, different fucking gods.
Zeus god of war?
No, Zeus. I thought Zeus is god of, like, lightning.
Yeah.
He's lightning, right?
Yeah. Or
thunderbolts like and lightning, very, very frightening. Same thing.
What? Hey, dude, Kratos is god of war.
Wait, Zeus is... Zeus is the sky and thunder god in ancient Greek religion.
Okay.
Who rules as king
wait, then
of the gods
Thor,
and
Thor.
Wait, I wasn't even thinking. Yeah, Thor's the fucking Norse god.
Yeah.
Zeus is the Greek god.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. It's like the different gods.
I got them confused.
Zeus, god of thunder.
Fuck.
Man.
Then how come he's throwing lightning bolts?
Thunderbolts and lightning.
I know.
Dude.
What the fuck is up with that?
At least Thor has a hammer.
Thunder is just the
Boom.
Sound of lightning.
And he knows Tony Stark.
He does know Tony Stark.
And
dude,
the Incredible
if you could
Hulk.
Fucking actually throw lightning bolts, how sick would that be?
From my hands, like shocker.
Lightning bolts are hotter than the surface of the sun.
Wasn't there a who's the superhero? Shocky? What's his name?
Static Shock.
Static Shock.
Yeah,
that was a good ass show.
So
I watched that at like
show.
Like a daycare all the time. Yeah.
Well, what's funny actually is in high school, I met this guy on Facebook. Dude!
So, sorry, dude.
I met this guy on Facebook and he invited me to come make some videos with him in Charleston. Because he made videos and he was obsessed with Static Shock. he was obsessed with Static Shock and he made his own little like fan short film where he played Static Shock and he had a good costume.
Was he white?
No, he's black.
Okay.
He looked just like him too. Like he did he made his own short film.
I think you would be a good Static Shock.
Yeah, you think so?
He's already played Mowgli.
We used to hang out though and you know, actually, we made this video that people found recently where I think I was in 10th grade. I'm a little boy, but it's like boys versus girls. Like, we went to this abandoned, like, warehouse and, like, we had fake guns and shot this YouTube video on, like, an
old
ass.
Why not real guns? You lived in the South?
That's your point.
You could just gone to fucking, like, CVS and gotten an assault rifle.
I am in one of them.
Pull them really hard. So
really?
So it looks like the force.
Sorry, I just cut back in. We're talking about small little filmmakers that we knew in high school in Charleston that were trying to make like hits, and I was in another one where it's like an old timey.
Were there guns in this one too?
Yeah, well, this kid was obsessed with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah,
like
there has to be guns.
Like classic white teenager that loves Quentin Tarantino.
Get your feet away from me, bro.
Excuse me.
Get your these are
Justin,
fucking vans.
Stop.
Did you just touch my vans?
I did, dude.
Ryan, you look great.
What the fuck
vans.
Is wrong with
I
you?
I literally helped you pick these out, bro.
You did. Why are you doing this? I'm
you
not
know
even
what?
Touching
I
you.
I told you to get stupid shoes.
Why are you moving
stupid?
My feet? Your hand
too
isn't
close
even
to
there.
Me.
Your hand is inside
Justin. Justin,
I can see them.
Justin, what?
Stop. Okay.
I like you in those fans, Ryan.
Thank you.
Normally, I never see you wearing any shoes, but now you got some cool
Justin
kicks.
Helped me pick them out at Zoomies.
I like them. It was either that or like an all pair of fucking like black Converse that looked really sick.
I also got Corona pants.
Like the beer.
Like the virus?
No, you fucking dumbass. Git.
Is that a bad word?
Yeah.
Git?
I'm calling you a pedophile.
Is that a bad word?
I've never even heard that word.
Look, hold up.
G-I-T?
I guess.
Is that a real word?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard people
ye
use it before.
Ye fucking git.
Oh, it's a British.
What?
Of course it is.
Does.
Oh, I git.
Git means an unpleasant or contemptible person. Never mind. What's the British slang that call is like it? It's
nonce. You talking about for a pedo?
Is that nonce?
Oh, you fucking nonce!
Is that what a nonce is?
Yeah, we'd have to ask Kelly's friend.
Nonce. No, it's nonce because there's a YouTube channel called like Nonce Hunter, and it's those guys that do it like
coined vigilante. Or used one a nonce. What does? Oh, come on. What does nonce?
Nonce is a pedophile.
You better be. Better be a pedophile.
Ryan, were you
a person who commits a crime involving sex, especially with a child?
Yep. Were you in the Discord chat when I was like reading off a bunch of like British slang to our friend Joe?
And that, like, Joe? We were playing Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, and I was like reading like the most ridiculous shit off. She's like, "Yep, I've heard of that." Like, "Yep, yep."
She loved it. She said, "I love using these on a daily basis when I'm taking a walk."
Yep.
We're gonna get so many people in trouble.
Codswallop.
We got Crank Eef in trouble.
Oh, dude.
Crank Eef plays?
The Eef Crank plays? Gameplay stands were not happy that he laughed at a joke we made about Markiplier being in the Ku Klux Klan.
Then we got Trevor canceled.
Who? Trevin?
The one with the, I think he fucked up while shaving and, like, nicked part of his eyebrow off.
Oh, the ugly one.
Yeah.
He tripped and he got those nails stuck in his ear.
Yeah, he's the guy with the underbite.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Jesus
a big underbite.
Christ.
Nice. He must always be smelling his breath with that underbite. Like, that's far out, man.
Come on.
He whistles every time he breathes out.
He looks like fucking Eustace from
Curse the Cowardly Dog. Yeah.
Dude, people are gonna be so upset.
Trevor's the fucking nicest dude.
Smallest penis I've ever seen, though.
It is. It's a very small penis, but he's very
nice.
He's really handsome, and he's a great dude.
Makes up for his small penis.
We should hire him for Super Mega. Make him the unofficial third member, and then fire him a week later as a prank.
How about we just tell him he's a part of Super Mega?
Get him really excited. He moves from Austin back to Los Angeles
and then
for
we,
like,
and
dude,
then,
we're
and
just
we,
fucking
and then
around.
We fire him publicly. So people are like, wait, what?
On a live stream.
What
too.
Happened? And then just ghost him all the time. Make like passive aggressive tweets about it. Soft block him.
Like just like act like he did something really mean, but he doesn't even know what he did. So it's like all these passive aggressive tweets. Like, dude, what the hell, man?
He's like, does Ryan fucking hate me? He really went in on me on this.
Dude, I think Ryan hate me, dude. Come on, man.
Do you want to go fishing in Minecraft at some point?
Oh, dude.
Fucking nerd, Trevor.
You can't go fishing anymore. They fucking sucked your fishing shack into a black hole. And
they did.
Deleted
Trevor
it.
Killed my fishing village.
Yeah, and he killed Epic SMP too.
He did.
That guy ruined Epic SMP.
So if you have any like angry tweets or DMs you'd want to send to anyone, it would be Trevor. At what?
Modest Cube.
That's right. How dare you, MSMP, you fucking freak.
Man, God, when I was running Epic SMP, honestly, I was doing a good job. I was updating it
for the 8 hours you were...
and yes, and I did a great job. And then Trevor gets on. And you know he tries to manage it, and
dude, he actually blocked you from joining. That's why you never showed up again.
Yeah, I wanted to play, but Trevor got so zealous
with
power.
It was so funny when Matt kept teleporting us to wherever he was, and then I lost all of my shit 3 times.
Oh, is someone mad about losing some virtual items in Minecraft,
yeah.
Justin?
It ruined my entire month.
Dude,
he throws his keyboard.
My two favorite things on that server were Markiplier when he joined.
Oh my god,
that was hilarious.
It was kind of shy.
And then me fucking with Meat Canyon. With
you teleport into the sky and fell.
Like, what the fuck? Then you just hear.
Best clip is when we were throwing sand in his little sandcastle and he goes, "Curse you, prank brothers!" But it fades out because of the proximity chat.
Dude, I love...
Proximity chat was amazing.
My favorite moment is when you're opening up like the doors and you just open it and it's Markiplier. It's like, get out, shut the door! Oh man, that was great. Epic SMP, for the short time I lasted, was very fun. Trevor actually mentioned bringing it back for the new update.
But you'd have to show up.
I would not be opposed to...
He said for the first day.
I wouldn't be opposed to going back on Epic S&P again. I just don't stream enough for it.
Yeah, I kind of stopped streaming.
Fuck, I'm still paying for
hosting. I
haven't
streamed in half a year, maybe a little more.
No, it hasn't been half.
Hasn't been
oh
half.
My God, like, dude. Epic S&P
sure?
was January.
Yeah, it's been like since March.
Okay.
No, Epic S&P was February and January.
Oh,
so
I haven't been
year.
Gone that long. Okay, I've been gone long. What? What?
I tried to get you with too slow, but didn't. Damn, it's fast, man.
I'm a fast boy.
Damn, goddamn.
Fastest
damn,
hands in the West.
Stop! Stop! Dude,
dude, holy shit, you're fast. I was trying to do the
yeah.
Stop, dude. How would you do it that fast? The too slow? He
I don't
got want me.
To give away my secret. I practiced for years.
Stop, dude. What the fuck? How do you every do it
time,
so fast?
Every time you think you
I have no way to outdo it, man.
Why do you think he smokes weed so much?
Whoa, dude. What the fuck? You're like those jazz musicians that do heroin. The jazz musicians did heroin because it said it would slow down time.
It's not
time,
fair.
So
I did do some cocaine before. So
well, the jazz
more.
Musicians did heroin because they said it slowed down time so they could play faster.
Have you seen the gif of Hitler on meth? Meth,
at
yeah.
the Olympics, yeah. He looks like the average super mega fan right there.
I'm like a Tickle Me Elmo. Yeah. It looks like I malfunction
and
then I come
and
back
furry.
To...
Woody Woodpecker laugh, isn't it?
Tickle Me Elmo was the isn't whole the, reason that that
the woodpecker laugh, isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
You know, Woody Tickle Woodpecker. Me Elmo is the whole reason Travis the Chimp did what he did.
Who?
Travis the Chimp.
Trevor the Chimp?
Trevor the Chimp, sorry. no, but you know, the reason he attacked that woman and ripped her face off before the police officer shot him dead was because she picked up his Tickle Me Elmo and he didn't like that. So he also because his owner put him on Xanax, which you're not supposed to give monkeys
and kept him
like
in a
that.
Cage filled with shit
so
and piss.
She picked up his Tickle Me Elmo and he said, you know what? I'm going to rip your face off. And he did.
He was just being a monkey.
Travis the Pimp, baby.
He literally was. He was just being
yeah,
a monkey.
Like, they killed him for it. He was just being
wait,
a monkey.
They
shot him dead.
Just like how they killed
him. Well, he was going crazy.
He was. I mean, he was having.
He kind of had to stop him, yeah.
He was having.
But still, he was just being a fucking chimp. Well,
that's the thing with people that get like pet chimps and stuff. It's like.
Just any kind of exotic
don't
pet.
Do that.
No, this like I see those videos.
They're not
like,
meant to be pets.
I see those videos of dudes like hanging out with like their pet tigers and shit in their house.
It's
what
always
are you doing?
The, like the Saudi Arabian like sons of like oil tycoons.
And they got like lions and
they got
tigers
lions
and
tigers
shit,
and bears,
like,
oh my.
I think one of my favorite memories in terms of like animals or wildlife was when I was. Oh. This dude, I can't remember exactly what his name was, but he let me go on a hunting expedition to hunt the last Tasmanian devil.
That was awesome.
Oh, sorry, Tasmanian tiger.
That
sorry.
Was sick. Yeah, dude. You took that shit out.
Dude. You have the rug in your house.
It was surreal. It was surreal watching it die.
Dude, just
the last
like,
one.
It's just, you would not expect such a creature to have such a beautiful death.
Have you ever posted
such
the video?
Cry.
Yeah.
Have you ever posted the video of you just like, because I remember you took a video and you were just like pointing and
when
laughing
when I was dancing
it.
With it?
Yeah, and you were
the
like
corpse?
The corpse, like.
You I made it dance to Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Good times, full circle.
Awesome, man. But yeah, I mean, I guess, guys, that's probably where we should put a bookmark in it here. Okay. If you guys want to check out
a
nothing
bookmark?
Jason but Justin.
Jason but what, Justin.
what's your channel, Justin? He's trying to get to 100,000 subs, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get him there.
I would like to get to 100,000 subscribers.
Let's do it.
All he wants. What are you at right now?
64,000.
Let's get Justin to 100,000 subscribers. So go in the
please.
Description of this video, or
please.
If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, where should they go, Justin, to see
YouTube.com/nothingbutlag. Not nothing but lag.
Not slash user slash. Is it really just?
You could do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what
yeah.
I always do for
okay.
all.
No G.
No G. Well,
nothing
G
but
the
lag.
End. It's nothing but lag. Not nothing.
Yeah, nothing
nothing
but lag.
Yeah.
Because I've made that mistake.
That's
before.
What it is on everything. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go follow his Twitter. You almost had 100,000 followers on Twitter. You're a funny boy.
Thank
you don't.
You
don't. You don't tweet enough.
Yeah,
neither do you guys, Ryan. I called you guy.
Neither do you guys.
Guy, come on. No, you guys both need to tweet more because don't think about the tweets so much. Just throw them out there.
I got sad at the beginning
out.
Of the year and I was like, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Okay, well, that's boring conversation.
Yeah, that's,
bye,
yeah,
everybody.
Come on, dude.
Go check out Justin and give him a sub.
I would appreciate it. Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking sick.
Nice. And thank you for being an epic editor.
Yeah, now, guys, Justin,
it's
in case you didn't know by now, he's the guy that edits all the Let's Plays, our mail videos, shit like that.
He adds the yum-yum sauce to the already delicious hibachi meal Matt and I provide.
I mean, yeah. It's already really good
well,
without
it. I
hibachi's
say,
nothing without that yum-yum sauce.
I would say it's more like putting the sauce on like an old McDonald's hamburger. But
a yum-yum sauce and an old McDonald's hamburger?
Well, at the end of the day, it's still one big shit sandwich, Justin, so if you want to call it that, go ahead.
Yeah.
I think it's nice hibachi.
I love hibachi.
Hibachi.
What is
good,
hibachi?
What is hibachi?
There's a food truck. It's like it just means
get a load of this
grill.
Guy that isn't from Los Angeles. From, doesn't know what hibachi
no,
is.
No, everyone knows what hibachi is. It's not a Los Angeles thing.
Apparently not everyone, because I
fact,
don't fucking know what it
Los
is.
Los Angeles doesn't really have that many hibachi.
I've never
places.
Been to hibachi in Los Angeles.
What is it?
It's a you know the place where they go, oh, and they like cook in front of you, go ching 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 ching.
Is
boom,
that
boom.
Where
the, No, that's the sound of the utensils.
No, I know, I know. It's Japanese food that they cook it like they have the okay, they cook it funny on the table.
I just didn't know what it was
they
called.
They flip the shrimp in your mouth.
You don't know Japanese
flat spatulas.
Yeah. As opposed to the curved ones.
Yeah.
The squiggly ones. And then they also have the,
I mean, like the big.
No,
flat
I know
spatulas.
What you mean. I'm just fucking around.
Before Justin leaves, can we go get hibachi? Can we go to Benihana or something?
Apparently, there's a really good food truck. That's a really.
I don't want a food truck. I want to go sit at hibachi.
But think about like hibachi from a food truck.
We could do that any other time. I want to sit Justin down at hibachi and take him.
I'll do it.
Okay. I mean, let's see what. Okay.
Get him a Shirley Temple.
I'm down.
What's some a Shirley
shrimp?
Temple?
We'll find. What's a Shirley Temple?
Yeah. We'll look up hibachi places. What hibachi places are in LA?
Sprite with grenadine.
That's what is grenadine?
What next? You're going to ask me what is
water?
grenadine is like a pomegranate syrup that makes drinks red. So it's a Shirley Temple is just Sprite where they put a little maraschino cherry and some of the syrup in it. And then a Smurf is when they put the blue syrup in it that tastes good. And then a Barney is where they mix the two.
I already found a place.
Hibachi?
Yep. I know exactly where I want to go.
All right.
Delicious.
Why don't we book a table?
It's
or we could take him to Shibumi, the best Japanese restaurant in LA, which is reservation only, but it is incredible. It's where I ate the marijuana leaf that was tempered.
It's not hibachi, dude.
Hibachi this, hibachi that.
Hibachi these nuts.
Bye.
Really?
Should I end this one with the fart sound or the music?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.